Om Shanti. Today we are revising today's Avyakt Murli and it's a revised Murli of 30th April 1983. Title of Murli is The Basis of Becoming Supremely Worthy of Worship. So Baba starts Murli and Baba prays Madhuban as a great pilgrimage place. Baba said, you all have come here to celebrate a meeting. And in memorial of this great pilgrimage place, there are even now gathering at all other pilgrimage places. So Baba said, as you all are gathered here, so people gather at their pilgrimage places to worship their deities and to praise them. Then Baba asked a question that when you elevated souls, you see your divine images and hear about your divine activities. What elevated thoughts you have at such time? What elevated thoughts we have at the time when we see our divine images and hear about our divine activities? What thoughts we have at such time? So Baba said, you do believe that you were those, you are those, and you will become those once again in every cycle. You were those, you are those, and you will become those once again in every cycle. After that, Baba says, no soul, no righteous soul, no founder of religion has the awareness or knowledge of this once again. Whereas you Brahmin souls have such a clear awareness of this knowledge. There are so many points in Gyan for which Baba says nobody knows, only you souls knows. So what are those points for which Baba says nobody knows, only you soul knows? Drama is repeating once again. Drama is of 5000 years. Golden Age and Iron Ages, here only. There are so many points, so we can say the whole knowledge, Baba, for whole knowledge Baba says, nobody knows, only you souls knows about this knowledge. God is point of light, we are souls, so there are so many points for that. So Baba said, you were those yesterday, you are those today, and you will become those tomorrow. So the history of 5000 years is merged in these three words, yesterday, today and tomorrow. Then Baba again asked a question, do you experience this clearly and easily or do you think that someone else will be that? Baba said, you were those yesterday, you are those today and you will become those tomorrow. Then Baba asked, do you think, do you experience this easily and clearly? Or do you think someone else will be that? Baba says, in India, people salute 33 million deities. If they don't worship them, they at least praise them. Baba said, there is praise of 9 lakh souls. But before 9 lakh souls, there is praise of 16,000. Before 16,000, 108. Before 108, 8 souls. And before, even before 8 souls, dual beat. So Baba says everyone, so there is praise of everyone who have become the children of the Father. And it is because of this fortune you all are worshipped and praised. All who have become the children of the Father, all have worshipped due to this fortune. Then after that, Baba explain about two type of worships. So what are two type of worships? Baba explain in today's Murli. Baba said, one is worship with love in right way. And other is worship just to follow as discipline. Baba says, some devotees perform worship out of fear, so that their deities don't become upset. Some deities perform worship just for show off. And some devotees think that they have to follow the discipline. They have to fulfill the duty of devotion, whether it is their desire or not. So there are different type of devotees and different type of worships. So Baba said, here too. Here too means in Brahmin family, those who are to become deities, who call themselves as Brahma Kumars and Brahma Kumaris, they are also of different types. So Baba explained about four type of souls, four type of worthy of worship soul. So first Baba explained number one worthy of worship soul. So what would be the feature of number one worthy of worship soul? Number one worthy of worship soul. What would be the features? Lost in love of God. Follow Baba in every step. Anything else? Baba said they imbibe all the virtues in all four subjects. For there everything will be natural and easy. They will move along in love and remembrance like real yogis. They will get success in all four subjects. They remain absorbed in God's love, Baba's love. So these souls will be number one worthy of worship souls. After that, second number worthy of worship souls. So what would be the feature of second number worthy of worship souls? Note, they have love for Baba. Following everything just as a rule and discipline. Baba said they do everything, but just as a discipline. They don't do everything with their hearts. That's why sometimes they feel things easy and the other time they have to make efforts. Sometimes they experience God's love and the other time they don't feel anything. So those souls who are doing everything, who are following every rules and regulation of Brahmin life, but they are doing everything just as a discipline, for those souls Baba regarded them as second number worthy of worship souls. Then after that, third number worthy of worship soul. Show off. Third number worthy of worship soul. Baba said they observe all the four subjects for the majority of time, not with their hearts, but just for show. They sit in remembrance with the motive of being well known. They do a lot of showy service. Then in the last Baba said, their heads are sharp, but their hearts are empty. So those souls who are doing everything just for show, so that they become well known. They sit in remembrance with this motive. So Baba titled them as third number worthy of worship soul. After that, fourth number worthy of worship soul. They scare. They do everything out of fear, so that nobody fears them anything. Like this one is the last number soul, or he or she will not be able to continue. So these are the soul who are doing everything, but they are just doing this for out of fear or compulsion. These souls don't like the Shudra way of lifestyle, but they don't even have the courage to follow the Brahmin way of lifestyle. Or Baba says, these souls, they continue to move in this path because sometimes they feel their lives are elevated. Sometimes they experience God's love. So they are unable to let go this life also. So that's why. So Baba says, whatever you yourself become now, Golden Age and Silver Age families will be created accordingly. Whatever you yourself become now, Golden Age and Silver Age families will be created accordingly. So then Baba says, now ask yourself who you are. Baba explained four type of soul. Now ask yourself who you are, or you alternate between all the four time. Sometime you become first number worthy, sometimes second, sometimes third, sometimes fourth number worthy. So you should ask yourself, what type of worthy of worship soul I am. Baba said, the basis of beings worthy of worship is to have purity, cleanliness, truthfulness and honesty in all four subjects. Baba say, Bap Dada will offer flower of love to those souls who have all these qualities. It is not a big thing to become worthy of worship, but to become supremely worthy of worship require purity, cleanliness, truthfulness, honesty, all these qualities in all four subjects. So that was explanation about worthy of worship souls. After that, Baba said, all of you have come to rest house. What is the rest house? Madhuban. Baba regarded Madhuban as a rest house. Baba said, you rest both your mind and bodies here. Baba said, rest doesn't mean just go to sleep. Rest means to become like gold. Baba says two words here, sona and sona. So rest doesn't mean to go to sleep but become like gold. After that, Bap Dada is speaking to Dadi and Didi. So Baba says, Bap Dada is proud of those children who know all the secrets. The one who keep balance of knowing all the secrets, that is Rajyukta. The one who linked himself or herself accurately in yoga, that is Yogyukta. The one who constantly use all the virtues, that is Jnanyukta. Baba says, Gunyukta. Gunyukta. Baba says, all these virtues, Jnanyukta, Rajyukta, Yogyukta souls, they constantly remains under the canopy of Father's blessing. Father is with you at every step and that blessing is with you. After that, at the time of taking leave in the morning at 6:30 a.m, Baba says, all the moments of confluence age is a good morning. Because whole of the confluence age is Amrit Vela. Baba says, it is always good and it will remain always good. Baba says, good morning to everyone in terms of this Iron Age and good morning to everyone in terms of confluence age. Then last Baba says, double good morning. So that was today's Murli, and after that there are some avyakt elevated versions. In these elevated versions, Baba talks about how to make your remembrance become intense and volcanic. So there are few points Baba says in today's Murli, how to make your remembrance intense and volcanic. So first Baba says, the main and easy way to make your remembrance intense and volcanic is to have a deep concern that now I have to go back home and have to take everyone with me. Baba says, those souls who have this deep concern can make their remembrance intense and volcanic. Because by having this awareness, Baba says, you will automatically go beyond all the relationships and all the attractions of nature, and this will make you a detached observer. So first way to make your remembrance intense and volcanic, to have this deep concern of going back home. Second, Baba say, intense volcanic remembrance means being stable in the stage of lighthouse and mindhouse. Be an embodiment of knowledge and become powerful. Baba say, when you put something into the fire, its name, its form and its qualities get changed. In the same way, when you put yourself in the fire of Father's remembrance, you all transformed. Baba gives an example that as doctors use laser ray treatment to destroy all the germs of diseases, in the same way, you can use this fire of remembrance to destroy all your vices. Baba say, in the memorial of goddesses, it is shown that all the devils were burned by their intense and volcanic fire. So in the same way, it is not about the devils who burned, it is about the devilish powers and devilish sanskar. So in the same way, Baba says, by your fire of remembrance, you can change your devilish sanskar and nature. And the other Baba say about intense volcanic remembrance, that intense remembrance will make the atmosphere powerful. Intense remembrance will intensify the fire of love, due to which all rubbish will burn out. Baba say pure and elevated thoughts will enable many desperate souls, many wandering souls. And other Baba say, let there not be ordinary remembrance and at any time. Always stay in intense and volcanic form of remembrance. Because by intense volcanic remembrance, all obstacles will easily finish and the flame of destruction of the old world will flare up. In the last Baba say, on one hand, intense remembrance work like a fire and does the work of transformation. And on the other hand, it gives you the experience of happiness and lightness. Only such disciplined remembrance is said to be accurate and powerful. Om Shanti. Mm-hmm.